This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. And we're talking this segment about the Santa Fe Film Festival. Aaron Leventman joins us. He is the programmer of the festival, and Kieran Sequoia is the festival host. The festival runs starting tonight through Sunday, the 6th of December. Over 100 films and all kinds of other events, awards, panels, workshops, parties. Welcome, Aaron and Kieran, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mary Charlotte.
So this is a long-running film festival that's gone through some serious ups and downs just since I've started doing this radio program over the last decade or so. Where's the festival at now? How's it doing? What's going on this festival?
Well, I think the festival has really rebranded itself a little bit this year, that we're sort of reminding people that, you know, how long that we've been around, that the
festival... How long has that been?
I believe it's been since the 80s, okay. In different incarnations.
Yeah.
But the festival has existed since then, and as you mentioned, we have had ups and downs. Fortunately now, we have a great staff and great board of directors that are really involved in a way that hadn't been in past years. And, you know, last year, because we were sort of coming back with new people on board, we did a much smaller festival with only two venues and about 40 programs. And now we've kind of exploded to seven venues and maybe 60, 70 programs, not including the events we're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's really come back in a big way with a lot more involvement from the community as well, because all of these other venues are being involved for both the films and the parties and panels.
Are there any sort of themes among the films that you've chosen?
There's some themes that sort of emerged by themselves, which
I
always
love it
happens.
When that happens. Yeah.
But there's a theme about history that's come up. We are showing a few films about World War II, a couple of films about the Holocaust. That partly comes up just because it suits the demographic of who attends the festival and who lives in Santa Fe, who's interested in, you know, a lot of these themes around history, preservation. So there's films about history, and also we're doing a couple of retrospectives because we have Peter Bogdanovich and Mark Medoff, mm-hmm. who are attending. Mark Medoff is the, you know, award-winning screenwriter and playwright. Peter Bogdanovich is, of course, iconic American filmmaker. So we're doing a lot of films that they've shown or that they've made over the years that are some of their best work. And they're going to be at attendance at some of these screenings for those films as well. So that's come up. And then I think there's really been just a hodgepodge of different, you know, world cinema, documentaries, a lot of local films as we have in the past.
Yeah, let's talk about the local component. Mm-hmm. I mean, the New Mexico film industry, such as mm-hmm. it is, not only makes it possible for people from all over the country and from Los Angeles in particular to shoot films in New Mexico, mm-hmm. but also the homegrown New Mexico film industry has been coming up for, well, at least a decade, if not longer. I mean, mm-hmm. we were talking with Jeff Berg earlier about the history of films shot in New Mexico goes back 100 years.
Mm-hmm. But exactly.
Yeah. What does it look like now?
I think it's fantastic right now. You know, right now we're working in the next legislative session to take the cap off the incentive, which is going to allow for more films to come to New Mexico and larger films. So New Mexico can continue to be competitive, with the American film market about bringing talent here. And it's wonderful right now because we have really an influx of crew that are staying here, you know, that are from New Mexico that maybe had to leave, or people who have come, you know, that are world renowned that are able to make their livings in New Mexico and sort of contribute to the New Mexican film industry. The program's excellent this year. We have so many fantastic New Mexico filmmakers, and it's really exciting because we don't have to showcase them because we're in New Mexico and they're New Mexican. We get to showcase them because they're the best, and they happen to be from Santa Fe or from Albuquerque or from other places in New Mexico. So that's really exciting. And then with regard to sort of the festival and what's new this year, I think it's really exciting that we have a board and people who are involved who are younger filmmakers or younger artists, and that we've really been able to put together the people for the festival that are interested and have, you know, fresh new energy, and then also call on trustees and boards and advisors that have made the festival successful in the past.
Now, Henry Jaglom has a new film that's premiering, and that's on Saturday night at the Jean Cocteau. Mm-hmm.
So I've been following Henry Jaglom's films for a really long time, and since I was in high school and went to the Boston Film Festival where I grew up, and he used to always show a lot of his films there. And then when I went to film school at Columbia, he used to come to our to a lot of our classes and talk to us about the films he was making. And he's really interesting because a lot of people don't know who he is, but yet he's been making films independently of the studio system for years, yet he uses major actors, Vanessa Redgrave, Dennis Hopper, many other big names. If you look at his IMDb, he's worked with Orson Welles, has appeared in his films. And he does films completely independently, you know, independent financing. And his films, he's kind of like called the like L.A. Woody Allen, because he does a lot of films about relationships. But now he's shifted a lot to films about the theater community, which is what this film Ovation is about. And it's about the L.A. theater community, which is not something that gets shown a lot. Usually it's about New York. But this is about actors working in Los Angeles that are one of whom gets tempted into the world of TV and is deciding, do I stay with my company or do I, you know, go for this big opportunity? And it's, the film's really a comedy, and there's even a murder mystery involved in it. And it's a really fun movie, and we're really lucky that he's giving us this film as a world premiere, which I think says a lot about Santa Fe and the Santa Fe Film Festival, that he was interested in showing his film for the first time with us.
And he will actually be there in person.
He will be there.
As well will his leading lady, Tana Frederick, who was in, I think I interviewed her or else the director, I interviewed one of them about one of the last films she did, Hollywood Dreams.
Yeah, well, it was shown
here. Which is a very good film.
It is a very good film, yeah. And this is similar in the sense, except it's about the theater world rather than film. But yeah, Tana is his wife, and she's appeared in his last five or six movies.
Yeah.
And
she's intense.
She's very intense, very striking, very interesting actress.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to meeting her in person.
So what are some of the documentaries that you've really gotten excited about?
There's so many. There's a film called Tocando la Luz, which is
that looks so good.
It's a beautiful film.
I can't wait to see that film.
Beautiful film. And it's really a portrait of Havana, Cuba, but it's told through the point of view of three visually impaired women and about their lives. It's a very touching film about female identity, actually, but about contemporary life in Cuba. But it's a real work of art, which I wouldn't say about a lot of films, but that's certainly one to look for. There's also a movie called Art Bastard, which is about Robert Sennandella, who I lived in New York for many years, and he's a sort of iconic folk artist that lives in the city and does these paintings about urban life, and he's this real maverick. And it's another theme of the festival. Mavericks seem to be coming up a lot. But Robert Sennandella is going to be at the screening with his wife, and the director and producer are all going to be there. So I would definitely look out for that. And then we have a couple of films I mentioned about World War II, Projections of America and Goodbye to Eisenstadt. And those are going to be at CCA. And another film at CCA, Beneath the Olive Tree, which is about a concentration camp during the Greek Civil War.
Yeah, that looked really interesting.
Yeah.
Some journals were found.
Exactly, underneath the tree.
And this is for real.
Yeah, no, it's for real. Olympia Dukakis is the narrator of the film and was one of the producers on it. And the director, Stavrola Tosca, from New York, will be at the screening. So,
excellent. So, tons of good movies. And in addition to that, there's always some really interesting like panel discussions and events. You've been putting those together as well.
Yeah, we've put together, you know, a fantastic program with panels, you know, both as an opportunity to meet the filmmakers and the people that are here as guests, and also an opportunity to learn more about your craft. So we have a whole tune-up weekend, which is going to be the 5th and 6th of December, and that's going to be at the Center for Progress and Justice in the IATSE building.
What's a tune-up weekend? What does that mean?
Tune-up weekend is our industry tune-up. So we traditionally do a tune-up on Tuesdays, and we're going to be doing an event for that during the film festival. On Tuesday, so we will have missed that. But on Saturday and Sunday, there's lots of panels about casting with Renee Haynes. She's an award-winning casting director who's worked a lot with our Native American community. There's going to be panels about writing, about breaking into the horror film industry. And then the panel that I'm most excited about is our diversity panel. And we have we're really fortunate to have Sunny Booth, who's an Iranian female filmmaker and also a political refugee. who's going to be moderating that panel, to speak, one, about our differences as filmmakers, but then also, you know, about universal storytelling. So I'm going to be a part of that panel, and I'm just really, I think it's going to be a really fantastic opportunity to have everyone talk about film and their differences.
I was once listening to a filmmaker talking about discrimination and how there's a lot of films that are more white than they need to be, so mm-hmm. to speak, and said, you know, if you've got a role that could go any direction, just cast a non-white person in it, cast an African-American person in it. Your default does not have to be a white American actor. And I thought, well, that's an interesting rule of thumb.
I think as an actor, and then also as someone, you know, involved in the film industry as a coordinator and sometimes as a producer, that I agree with that. And, you know, I myself am of mixed race, Mexican, Native American, French, and Dutch. But I think also casting needs to be genuine. And if your background is, you know, middle class, white American, then it might not be a great choice for you to just cast someone who's not a white American just because you should. Because the character might not be genuine, because that might not be something that you can speak from. That
right,
voice.
But I mean, if it's a detective's mm-hmm. secretary or, you know, like, whatever. Anyway, it's an interesting discussion, and I'm sure those kinds of questions will come up at the diversity panel.
Absolutely, yeah. And definitely about limitations. Sunny is amazing because, you know, in the United States, we can talk about how we can be more inclusive with regard to casting. Sunny's from a place that you can't even make film, and then especially as a woman is additionally prohibitive just in her everyday life. So it's really interesting to see how people are able to make their art.
And there's a panel called From LA to New Mexico. Mm-hmm. There's one about, as you said, breaking into horror movies, lots of other stuff, that things about television writing.
Mm-hmm.
So and not to mention the parties.
So many parties.
A lot of parties. There's a opening night party at the Cowgirl Hall of Fame, correct?
Yep.
On Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday is, there's actually, we're showing the documentary about Amy Winehouse.
Oh,
and then
nice.
After that, there's going to be a party at the, or more of a concert, I guess, at the High Note,
mm-hmm.
where there's a band that's going to be covering Amy Winehouse tunes. And so that'll be interesting. There's parties all weekend. People can go to the website and see what they want to go to.
And it's really fun to go to parties with filmmakers because these are some of the most creative and resourceful people
mm-hmm.
around. Because especially to make an independent film is no joke.
Yeah, and how people raise their own money. It's a real, it has to be real passion for you, because it takes a huge chunk of your, you know, sometimes years of your life
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
put this project together, and it's a real labor of love. But if you really have to do it, then you know whatever it takes. And I enjoy the parties for that reason too, because I've been, you know, connecting with these filmmakers for the last 6 months at least, and to be able to get to dialogue with them in person is one of my favorite parts of the festival.
Now, when will Peter Bogdanovich be honored?
It's going to be Sunday evening.
Yep. At the Scottish Rite Temple.
Excellent.
And we're going to have a formal award ceremony mm-hmm. or gala, mm-hmm. And then a reception to follow. And all of that is available on the website, tickets.
And the website is santafefilmfestival.com.
Mm-hmm.
And right. If people want to give a call, is there like a number that they can reach the film festival at, or buy tickets by phone?
There is a number there. It's best to buy tickets online.
Okay.
Just because you can access them anytime, and then you can also see what tickets are available in real time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if they want to call, 988-7414
correct.
Is the number. Aaron Leventman is the programmer, and Kieran Sequoia is the festival host. Anything you want to add before we go?
I'm going to quickly just give a big shout-out to our short film programs, because they're some of my favorite programming
yes.
that we do.
Yeah.
As Kieran was mentioning, we have a lot of great local filmmakers, and we're doing actually two New Mexico short film programs, one that's going to be sponsored by the Film Office, and the other that's sponsored by the festival. And then we're also doing, for the second year in a row, an LGBTQ+ short film program that was really popular last year, and we're hoping for another big turnout this year. And then there's a new program we're doing called Dancing Around the World International Dance Shorts Programs. And those are international short films that use dance and movement to tell stories.
Excellent. Well, Aaron and Kieran, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for
Thanks
having
for having us.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.